Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Have you taken a walk with the Lord yet? Have you organized the time yet? It's good to have some leisure time with Him. 5 minutes or 10 minutes are good. Have a chat with Him. Pour out your heart to Him. Let us shout for joy for one thing. The Lord has a very glorious will upon us. That is to be in His likeness. He is our most glorious beloved. He is the King of manifold love. He longs for us to be like Him. He is the begotten Son of the Father. He likes us to be the most glorious, filled with love and the closest with Abba. So He came. Our lives are the happiest and our lives are the most similar to the Lord. He experienced a lot on earth. Not only He is powerful, but the most crucial that we see not only the miracles He performed or He shared the words in the Bible, but His gentleness and warmth. He is so approachable and lovable. I like to sing a hymn with you in Songs of Love, Psalm 122. What a glorious beloved. The lyrics are not quite the same. Let's check it out. I have the King of manifold love. He's the only begotten Son of God. He's so gentle, humble, friendly, perfect, adorable. He once calmed the raging water. He cast away Satan's power. He upholds all things. He raised the dead. He healed the sick and He filled the hungry. I hope you have time to draw near the Lord personally, or you can sing another song to worship the Lord and come before Him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. On that day, when evening had come, He said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took Him with them in the boat, just as He was. And other boats were with Him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so the boat was already filling. But He was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke Him and said to Him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And He awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this? This even the wind and the sea obey Him?" I have chosen from verse 35 to 41 to read with you, which is the end of chapter 4 and followed by chapter 5. As we all know, the original scripture was not divided into chapters and verses. In fact, it is the best if we read it all in one go. So it is easier for you to understand when you read chapter 4 till the end and continue to read chapter 5. This incident was related to what happened in chapter 5. Let's talk about chapter 3, the previous chapter. I don't know if you remember verse 9 in chapter 3. Because of the crowd, the Lord Jesus told His disciples to have a small boat ready, lest they crush Him. Some of the disciples who followed the Lord were fishermen. Thus, they were very similar with sailing, swimming, fishing, weaving, and mending nets. Their skills and experiences prior to their conversions were quite useful. The Lord Jesus also had needs of them. Though they have left their jobs as fishermen to follow the Lord, yet the Lord was really good. The experiences in life prior we believe in the Lord were actually a great help to us. The Lord has needed those experiences in His ministry. I use myself as an example. I was a Boy Scout before I became a Christian. When I learned as a scout turned out to be very useful to me after my conversion. It is very helpful for my own personal growth as well as in my serving of the Lord. I was very grateful to Him. Let me give you an example. There were some brothers and sisters among us who were factory workers. They were able to migrate overseas with the skills they had before their conversion. I remembered there were some female sewing workers for the garments who were not well educated and worked in the factories. The work that was suitable for them was sewing. It turned out that they could go to South Asia, England. They could go to those countries and start the church there. It's so amazing, isn't it? Let's think of your past. What did you do for a living? Your experience and your maturity are helpful to you and others in the coming days. Let's give thanks to God, for God makes all things work together. Even our backgrounds are well planned and arranged by the Lord, for He loves us very much. He loves our lives to be glorious and useful. As we just read the Gospel according to Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41, as we can see, the Lord had needed those disciples, especially those disciples who were the fishermen. They took Jesus in a boat and went to Gerasenes. How do I know that the Lord Jesus wanted to go to Gerasenes? These verses in the Bible didn't mention. Yet in chapter 5, verse 1 mentioned the Lord Jesus went across to the other side, where was the country of Gerasenes. I was moved after reading this passage together with chapter 5. For the Lord Jesus went to Gerasenes especially to help a man. This man was so miserable with unclean spirits. He was possessed by not just one, but many unclean spirits. He was very pitiful, miserable, and desperate. There was no one to help him. And the Lord Jesus headed off to Gerasenes in the evening that was mentioned in verse 35 on that day. When evening had come, He said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." Since He went there in a hurry and didn't wait until daybreak. He went at night and arrived early to help this man and set him free. Why should he be in a hurry? Can you feel the eagerness of the Lord Jesus? He loved this man deeply. He liked to help him as soon as possible, or this person was quite dangerous that he might die if it was too late. Those evil spirits and unclean spirits are harmful to men. They can lead to self-mutilation and commit suicide. Hence, the Lord Jesus set off immediately on that night. The disciples who were once fishermen were His help. They could immediately get onto the boat and sailed across to the other side. If you read verse 36, and leaving the crowd, they took Him with them in the boat, just as He was. And other boats were with Him. I like it when it is mentioned that the disciples took Him with them in the boat. It seems the disciples took the initiative to take Jesus in the boat to Gerasenes, and there were other boats sailing with Him. That is to say, there was more than one boat, and there were other boats. I estimate there were at least three boats. Hence, there was more than one boat being caught in the storm. At least three boats encounter rough waves, and in verse 35 specially mentioned on that date when evening had come. Why? Truly, the Lord Jesus was very busy that day. In the Gospel according to Mark chapter 3 verse 20 said, so that they could not even eat. So you know how busy He was. In addition, the Lord Jesus taught people by the seaside. It was a very large crowd. In the beginning of the Gospel according to Mark chapter 4 verse 1 mentioned, Again, he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat and set it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. You can imagine the picture. There was a boat in the sea, and the Lord Jesus was in the boat, and he told the parables about the kingdom of God and the truth of God to those who stayed on the shore. The Lord Jesus stayed on that boat until evening, when it should be time to rest. Yes, the Lord Jesus told his disciples that he went across to the other side. Truly, the Lord Jesus was eager to save that man. He told his disciples to go from Capernaum to the east of the Sea of Galilee, to the country of the Gerasenes. The Lord Jesus rushed to save the man with unclean spirits. My heart was touched when I thought of how the Lord cared about this man. I know that the Lord cares about each of us. Truly, he cares about you and me. Not only did the Lord like to go to Gerasenes as soon as possible, his heart was eager to go to the cross for us. He loves us. Eventually, he could deal with our problems. He is the only Savior. The salvation on the cross is the only hope for you and me. Hence, the Lord was eager to go to the cross for us without hesitation. Brothers and sisters, do you feel the earnest love of the Lord for you? No wonder the Lord Jesus was sleeping in the boat. Truly, he was very tired. I believe the Lord was especially tired. He was more tiring than his disciples. I don't know if you agree or not. I believe that he made an effort with all his might. That was how he did his very best to help people. This was how he preached the words of God. Thus, he should be especially tired. My heart was deeply touched when I read that the Lord Jesus was sleeping in the boat. Not that the Lord Jesus was grieved off, but that he was more tired than others. He had a body, and he had needs. He would get tired and be hungry. How precious that he became a real man. He understands and sympathizes with every individual. If you take notice of verse 37, and a great windstorm arose. Thus, it was something that the disciples didn't expect. They didn't know there would be a storm. Or even the experienced fishermen like John and Peter, who didn't expect that the storm would arise. There were two possibilities. Firstly, there was an unexpected storm. It was not surprising that the weather changed suddenly. There was a storm on the sea. Secondly, as the saying goes, it was the attack from the devils and enemies who stir things up and cause troubles. To prevent the Lord Jesus from releasing the demon-possessed man in Gerasenes. This is a reasonable explanation for the windstorm. As we all know, the devil is a spiritual demon in the sky. In fact, it has the ability to influence the weather. Of course, it must be approved by God. We see this was a spiritual battle. The devil will not be a bystander as we save the soul of men. Surely it will hinder us and attack us. It's so precious. All we need to do is to rely on the Lord. The Lord has won the victory. We have the authority to bind our enemies when we trust in him. The Lord has defeated the devil. He has given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Hence, we don't need to be scared. As long as we have the confidence and trust in the Lord, we are able to accomplish his will. As we can see, the windstorm was really great through verse 37. Even the waves broke into the boat, and the boat was already filled. Truly, it was extremely dangerous. Even the experienced fishermen were helpless this time. But they did the right thing. They called for the help of the Lord. When I read this Bible, although they knew to ask the Lord for help, yes, there was one thing they said was wrong. In verse 38, but he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? We can call upon the Lord for help. Oh my God, but we don't have to add on the question. Do you not care that we are perishing? Of course, the Lord cares for us. If we immediately doubt the Lord's heart for us when we're in danger, doesn't the Lord care for us? This is unbelief. The Lord will not ignore us. He cares for us most. The Lord went to Gerasenes to care for the life of that man. How could the Lord ignore all the people on the boat? We shall have full confidence in the Lord. It is a reminder to me, not only I shouldn't doubt the care of the Lord to me, but I should believe firmly that He will take care of us attentively. He has His wonderful plan upon us. He will mold me through suffering and difficulties. He likes to build us up, particularly in building up our faith, so that the genuineness of our faith, being more precious than gold that, though perishable, is tested by fire. Brothers and sisters, God makes all things work together. What we encounter is according to His plan and arrangement. He likes us to have the greatest benefits. Thus, not that the Lord Jesus doesn't care about us. Instead, His care is the most tender and meticulous. He knows our needs. He understands our feelings. He is with us in the stormy waves. We can overcome by trusting in Him. He likes us to learn a lot and to experience Him more. So, brothers and sisters, may we hold on to Jesus tightly in the stormy wave and even challenge the difficulties and crises through Him. We can smile in the storms. Do you remember a hymn that was sung like this? With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm, smile at the storm, smile at the storm. With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm as we go sailing home. Sailing, sailing home, sailing, sailing home. With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm as we go sailing home. Brothers and sisters, we can experience the Lord and see the glory of the Lord as long as we have faith. In verse 35 mentioned, when the Lord Jesus went, which was the other side, how could they die in the sea on the way? Surely they must be able to reach the destination where the Lord likes us to go. A destination where the Lord will take us back to our heavenly home. Brothers and sisters, as the believers in the Lord, the journey of this life is full of ups and downs, but we are full of confidence, for the Lord is with us. He will not forsake us. He even makes everything work together. We can enter the kingdom of God with glory and richness. We can finish our life journey with pride. Brothers and sisters, we shall have the fullness of faith. The Lord only rebuked the wind and said to the sea, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Therefore, the Lord didn't do anything but just say a word. I was deeply impressed in my heart. Well, the word of the Lord is so awesome. Hence, we shall have confidence and have strong faith in the Lord's words. Whatever the Lord says, and it will be done. Have you ever experienced this? I encourage you to come before the Lord and listen to His voice more. Then you will realize it's true. Whatever the Lord says, and it will be done. I have experienced many times when I came before the Lord personally, how He promised me, He talked to me, and it would come true before me as He said. It was so real. I'm very grateful to the Lord that we have the words of God and the Bible to guide us. Let us encourage one another to read the Bible more. Draw close to the Lord and listen to His voice more. Then we will experience His faithfulness. The last two verses of this chapter in verse 40 and 41 mention, some people were filled with great fear after they saw a miracle, for they didn't know Jesus. Who is He, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? I find the most important and precious things in our life is not being more knowledgeable or experience more things in order to show off ourselves in front of others, but knowing who the Lord is in all these experiences. Who then is this? I hope you and I will have many wonderful life experiences in the future and to know more about the Lord. And what I desire most in my heart and most eager for all of us is to experience Him again and again, that the Lord is our beloved, who loves us so much. He has the deepest personal love for us, and we experience that God is truly our Abba. Truly, He has the most tender loving care upon us. These experiences of knowing God are the most precious in the knowledge of Him. And this is the treasure of our life. Brothers and sisters, it is a great need for each of us to have time to draw near to the Lord and experience Him. And this is the most valuable experience. In short, I hope you have time to be with the Lord face to face. May the Lord bless you.